There's a song that we sing, and the lines of it teach the message that there is a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. It will give them courage new. It will help them to be true. Tell the world of saving grace. Make it known in every place. Help the needy ones to know Him from whom all blessings flow. Sin and doubt to sweep away till shall dawn a better day. Till the sinful world be won for Jehovah's mighty Son. Ring the message out. Tonight, I hope that we can encourage you to ring the message out. It's a very important message, a message that we as Christians are commanded to share with the world because of its importance. That begs the question, why should Christians ring out the message? What motivates Christians to ring out that great message? Our study tonight should reveal that it is knowing who we belong to and who we are as Christians that motivates us to ring the message out. As a Christian, each one of us can say, I know who I belong to, and I know who I am because of the things God has revealed to us. How can we say such? Well, that's our study for tonight. And so I invite you to grab your Bibles and join with us. We're going to move quickly, so you might want to get those thumbs ready to turn in pages. First of all, I know who I belong to because I am God's child. I am God's child. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Jesus Christ made it possible for those who have confidence in Him and trust in Him to become children of God. He is our leader, has shown that confidence in Christ and trust in Him as the Son of God is important to the life of us who follow Him. In fact, He said, John chapter 1, verse 13, that the Son of God gave us the right to be children of God to those who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It is the will of God that allows Christians to say, I am a child of God. I know who I belong to because I am Christ's friend. John chapter 15, verse 14. Jesus gave the requirements there to be His friends as saying, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Jesus Himself stayed within the love of the Father by His obedience to the Father. Therefore, obedience is required of those who would follow Christ, those who would be Christians, whom He would consider to be His friend. I am called a friend by Christ, for all the things that He has heard from the Father, He has made known to me, John 15, verse 15. And therefore, by the things that I know, the things which I do in keeping those commandments, I am called a friend of Christ. I know who I belong to because I am united with the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 17 reads, but the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with Him. The one who chooses Christ over Satan joins himself with the Lord, and the Holy Spirit then works with the Spirit in each believer to become one, to become united. Christians are united with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. I know who I belong to because I was bought with a price. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 inform us that the Holy Spirit dwells within those who are baptized believers. One who belongs to God recognizes that their body belongs to God. The body that was bought with the price of the blood of Christ. And therefore, everything which we do in our bodies is to be done for the glorification of God. Our bodies are the temple in which God must be honored. Christians have been redeemed, therefore they ought to honor and praise God because of who they belong to. And He has paid the price to own us. I know who I am because I am a saint set apart for God. Paul wrote to the saints at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, telling of those who are faithful. And he mentions that those who are faithful are those who are believers, that are drawing their source of life from Christ, being loyal to Him and to His cause. Saints are chosen by God. They are set apart for God's purpose. Thus, Christians are saints. Christians are the people who are set apart for God's purpose. Set apart for God's purpose and ready to do His will. If you're God's child, ready to do His will, then you can know that you are a saint. I know who I am. I am a personal witness for Christ. Christ promised the apostles the gift of the Holy Spirit, which He said would be an aid to them in being a witness of His in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest parts of the earth, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. He commissioned those apostles to make disciples of the nations, baptize those disciples, and to teach those disciples to keep all that He had commanded them. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. I am a personal witness for Christ, having been taught through the Word and those before me who have been obedient to God's will. I am a personal witness for Christ. I know who I am, because Jesus has said, I am the salt and the light of the earth. Just as the world needs salt for its preserving power, so also the world needs Christians. Christians are not to become diluted or somehow mixed with the world so that they become ineffective or lose their strength of influence, thus becoming no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Rather, Christians are to be the salt of the world, just like they are to be a strong and vibrant light of the world. Matthew 5 and verse 14. Christians are the light to show people the way to God. Christians stand out just as a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. They cannot remain unseen. And so we ring the message out to tell the world that I know who I am, and I know I am a member of the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church, Ephesians 5, verse 23. He is also the head of the body, the church, Colossians 1, and verse 18. He says, now you are Christ's body and individually members of it, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse 27. Christians are members of the body that belongs to Christ. And what a great message that is to share with the world that we belong to Christ. We are members of His body. I know I am free from condemnation in Christ. Being as a Christian is one who is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans 8, verse 2 explains this to be because Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and of death. Christ has set us free. And therefore, there is no condemnation for us because we are in Christ. I know I am a citizen of heaven, eagerly waiting for a Savior. The citizenship of Christians is in heaven, and it is from heaven which we wait eagerly for a Savior. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. The Lord Jesus Christ, Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, will transform the body of our humble estate into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself. Christians ring the message out that our citizenship is in a place far better than this world of darkness and sorrow which we currently live and exist. I ring the message out that I know I am free from any charge against me. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 34 explains that God is for Christians. He is for us because He did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all in order to freely give us all things. God is the one who justifies us. Christ Jesus is the one who died for us. Yes, rather, He who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. It is Jesus Christ who, on behalf of Christians, enters the plea of not guilty before the Father. By reason of His blood, Christians are made free from all charges. What a message to share with the world, that we can be free from our sins and stand guiltless, covered by the blood of Christ. I know who I am. I am a minister of reconciliation for God. Paul wrote that God reconciled us to Himself through Christ Jesus and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. Christians are therefore to share the message that God was in Christ reconciling the world, reconciling sinners to Himself. And God has given Christians the responsibility to proclaim that great message. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, Paul said, teaching the world that God has made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. I know who I am because I am a minister of reconciliation for God. I also know that I have access to God through the Holy Spirit. Because of what Christ has done, we have access to the Father, Ephesians 2 and verse 18. Those who have come to Christ and accepted that offer have access granted to them, an access to be understood as having right to the Father's presence in prayer and in worship. It's only by the blood of Christ that we have the opportunity to pray to the Father. And it is only by the blood of Christ that we can stand justified and worthy to worship our holy God. I know I am seated with Christ in heavenly realms. Spiritually speaking, Christians have been raised with Christ and seated with Him in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And if that sparks your interest, you might consider listening to Jeff's message this morning. He gave a more thorough examination of that passage. But I know from Ephesians 2 and verse 6 that I am seated with Christ in heavenly realms. I know also that I cannot be separated from the love of God. Paul wrote that tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword could not separate us as Christians from the love of Christ. Romans 8 and verse 35. He added in verse 39 that death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, powers, heights, depths, nor any created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To be loved by God and to know that there is nothing that can separate us from that love. What a message to ring out to this world. I know I am established, anointed and sealed by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22 reads, "Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge." Paul wrote that God established him and the brethren at Corinth in Christ, seemingly meaning that God assured both sides, both Paul and the Christians at Corinth, that each one was firmly united in Christ. By way of application, we might say that God assures us that through His Word, that all those who are obedient to His will are established in Christ, are anointed by the Father and sealed by Him. We are assured that the unity among believers is because of God. And we can know that that unity exists because of the fruit that each one produces. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. As a Christian, I ring the message out because I am assured God causes all things to work together for my good. God has permitted good and evil to coexist in this world. His desire is that every man choose that which is good. But where evil results from the choices of wicked men, God is able to work with those who love Him and who are guided by His purpose to bring about good out of those circumstances. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I know that God is working all things together for good. I am motivated to share the message because I have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. God has chosen every disciple that comes to Him. God chose to make Himself available to mankind, and He chose that those who would come to Him would have access to Him, but also would be granted many blessings that could be used to bear fruit for Him. He selected that those who would follow Him should be the ones to go forth and to bear that fruit which endures. John chapter 15 and verse 16. As a Christian, I have the great message that I know I may approach God with boldness and confidence. The Christian's union with Christ is what allows us to have boldness and confidence when approaching God, whether in prayer or in worship. Ephesians 3 and verse 12. Because I am a Christian, I know that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and verse 13. Christians have the same access to the source of strength which Paul had as his source of strength. The source of strength which he had to face all the conditions which he faced and to face the various situations of life which he encountered. Christ was the source of strength for Paul, and Christians have Christ as their strength as well. What a great message. I know who I am because I am the branch of the true vine to be a bearer of fruit. Jesus Himself is the true or genuine vine, John 15, verse 1. Abiding in Jesus allows branches, otherwise us as Christians, to bear fruit and also to be pruned by the Father that we may bear even more fruit. It is the choice of every Christian to choose to abide and to remain in connection with the vine. And so long as we are united to Christ, fruit can be produced. John chapter 15 and verse 5. I know who I am because I am the branch of the true vine to bear fruit for Him. I know who I am because God has revealed that I am God's temple. It's difficult to tell if Paul has in mind the church collectively or if he has in mind individual members of the church when he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16 asking the question, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" It's quite possible that Paul had in mind both the individual Christian and the collective body of believers. Either way, Christians are God's house or God's dwelling place, whether spoken of individually as he would, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, or collectively, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. "But I know who I am because God has said, I am God's temple. I also know I am complete in Christ." Christians are motivated to ring out the message because we are complete in Christ. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, "In Him, in Christ, you have been made complete." Without Christ in my life, I am incomplete. But with Him, I am complete. And I can know that I am complete. I know who I belong to because I am hidden with Christ in God. Christians have died to the world, Colossians 2 and verse 20. They have been baptized, Colossians 2 verse 12. And now they are hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3 and verse 3. A life that is not yet fully revealed, but that will be revealed when Christ is revealed in His glory, Colossians 3 and verse 4. There are many things about this Christian life which we do not understand or that we do not fully understand, yet we will come to understand. One of those things is the fact that we are hidden with Christ in God. Ring out the message that I have been justified. God has put Christians right with Himself because of their faith or by their faith and trust in Him. Romans 5 and verse 1. Having been put right in relationship with God, Christians have a peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and verse 1. A message to share with the world that we have been justified and they too can be justified by the blood of Christ. I am confident that the good work which God has begun in us will be perfected. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. God has begun doing good works in Christians, and He will continue the work in Christians to carry out His plan, to accomplish His purposes until the Lord returns. I am confident that God is still working in us, and that He will continue to do so until the Lord returns. I know who I am because I am God's fellow worker. Paul wrote of himself and his evangelistic companions as being God's fellow workers, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 9. He mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1 that they were working together with God. That's the life of a Christian, working together with God to bring about His will, to accomplish His purpose. And it is a message that we have been given, a message of saving grace to share with others that they too might come to work for the Father and with the Father. I know who I am because I am God's workmanship. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, Christians are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2:10 goes on to say that these good works, these good deeds Christians are to perform, God prepared them beforehand, before there was any such thing as a Christian. He prepared these good works for Christians to walk in them. When we give our life to Christ, we are giving our life to fulfill a service of walking in good deeds or in good works. because God has created us in this new life to be naturally drawn to do good for others. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We should be motivated to ring out the message because we have been redeemed and forgiven by the union of a Christian with Christ. The Christian has been set free by the forgiveness of sins, set free from the bondage of sin to serve Christ. What a great message to share with the world. That we have been redeemed. We have been forgiven. Ring it out that I have been adopted as God's child. God marked out ahead of time the requirements for coming to Him. Everyone who meets those terms, therefore, can be saved. He predestined that through adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, mankind would be brought to Him, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. And all who choose to accept His offer of grace, that free offering can be His. Christians have been adopted as children of God. As evidenced tonight, there are numerous reasons for Christians to be motivated to ring out the message. It is our prayer this evening that Christians have been encouraged to merrily ring the word, to spread it or to speed it away over land and sea. That message divine is to be sent today. Because still far from Jesus, many live in sin and doubt. Let it cheer the lost and those in darkness and doubt. Merrily ring the wonderful news that makes men free, happy and free. To all the lost of every nation, ring the message out. Christians, there are many things which we know. I know who I belong to. And I know who I am. I belong to God. I am a Christian. The question is, do you know who you are? If you know who you belong to, and you know who you are, then you know what work you have been called to do. You've been called to ring the message out. The message is simple. The message is inviting. Jesus died on the cross so that we might have the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Our sins can be cleansed by His blood. When we respond in trusting obedience to His will, believing and trusting in Him, Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. Turning from sin in repentance, Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. To confess Him before men, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And to be baptized, immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2 and verse 38. A simple and inviting message that we as Christians are commanded to ring out to the world so that the lost can be saved. But to those who are Christians, there is a message to be rung for you as well. A message that He will continue to cleanse those who continue to walk in the light of His Word, 1 John 1 and verse 7. We pray that if you are a Christian, that you have wandered into darkness, no longer walking in the light of His Word, no longer walking in obedience to His will, that you too will accept the simple and inviting message to come to Christ. Come and receive God's gracious invitation to save you from your sins. It is a message God has commanded that we ring out to you. And it is a message in which we plead with you to come and accept His offer and to have your sins forgiven. If you're subject to that invitation, we invite you to come.